He says, I have nothing but blessing for your soul because I made it. How lovely. And he says, if I were you, Zoe, and he says, Zoe, my darling, he says, I haven't got an earthly word of love and praise that I can give you high enough for my feelings for you. He says, if I were you, I would put all your fears on a raft and cast them over the waterfalls of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And at the foot of those falls, you wouldn't even find the remnant of the raft, let alone all your fears. He says, your uncertainties survive in you only for a season. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not effective in carrying those fears over the falls. You yourself put your fears on the raft. And even you yourself strap yourself onto the raft and let it go over the falls. And the Holy Spirit enters into you and dissolves you and dissolves the nature of your fears. And he's going into your clear light land right now. And he's creating something inside of you, Zoe. And he says, all of your fears then become rooted in me. And you and I occupy a place in which fear can have no root whatsoever. And he says, and this is, as Rob says, Rob calls, the clear light land within us. And you and I have tasted this already. And I say to you, my daughter, my love, my bride, my girl, my woman of God, I say to you, the baptism of the Holy Spirit has paved the way for your perfect fusion in me. And I have nearly secured the anchoring, the binding of all of your personality in the clear light land. And you will know it one day when you will be standing in a place and you will become without form and you will look at the traffic lights and you will look at the traffic. And you and I will be standing there together as one. On that moment, you will know, at that moment, you will know that I have secured all of your personality in the clear light land of the Father. And you and I have no other destiny but Father fusion. And therefore I say to you, give no account to your fears. Give no account to your destiny. Make your decisions with love and with joy, and do not be held back by the things of those of your faith around you, ever. You and I have a destiny that most of the people in your life cannot applaud, let alone penetrate. He says, listen to this man. He tells you the truth. I am your father, and I have a father's destiny for you, my daughter, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is merely the falling of an autumn leaf onto the lake that empties out across the falls. Just a red leaf as compared with the clear light land where you and I have the root of our being. And then he asks you a question. Do you understand this? He said, then let us joyfully rise above all things in the earth and celebrate the clear light of our being and the radiance of our joy when fears come upon you. Let your joy chase them away like a pig, and you've got a big joy broom beating their little bottoms.